Nowadays, in Romania, cervical cancer represents the most common cause of death for women and registers the highest rates of mortality in Europe. This chart confirms what I have already said. It is according to a WHO document from 2002, and it shows in the last years of the past century the mortality from cervical cancer in the European Union was decreasing. It was decreasing, while in Romania it was increasing. At the same time, the mortality from cervical cancer in Romania registered the highest values. Same information offers us this chart. It was obtained using data from the Center of Medical Statistics and Documentation in Romania, and it shows in the first years of this century the incidence of this cancer is increasing, and if we use a regression method we can see is going to increase next years too. In this context, during the years 2005 and 2006, we ran a national study regarding the sexual education and family planning in Romania. The study was, in fact, a grant of the Romanian Academy. We included in our study 1,900 subjects, which we asked to answer two questionnaires, with 90 items for men and women, plus other 15 items for women. These items referred to sexual activity and sexual education, to family planning, abortion and the number of children, to sexually transmitted diseases, health risky behavior and domestic violence, and for women, the 15 items referred to ante and postpartum care, newborn care, precocious detection of cervical and breast cancer. Regarding the cervical cancer, the subject of our presentation, we asked women about the data of their last gynecologic exam and about having or not a Papanicolaou test. 848 women asked our questionnaire. They were over the age of 15. All of them have already started their sexual life, and they were equally distributed by age groups, by instruction level and residence region. Regarding the residence region, I have to tell you that all these women came from urban areas. In fact, from 8 cities, very important cities in Romania, capitals of the 8 traditional regions of the country. This is Romania, these are the 8 traditional regions, now they are called Euro regions. These are the cities where our women came from. This is Bucharest, the capital of the country, and this is Craiova, my home city. Our results were analyzed using SPSS and Latin Gold softwares. We ran a classification tree analysis, a latent class analysis, and a binary logistic regression analysis. Regarding the time of the last gynecologic exam, you can see only half of our women had such an exam in the last 2 years. About a quarter of them have never had such an exam, even, I have already told you, they had already started their sexual life. There are two mentions I have to make here. First of all, if we are referring to the women who had such an exam in the last 2 years, just a few percent of them had this exam for preventive reasons, in fact for having a Papanicolaou test. Most of them went to the gynecologist because of pregnancy, because of a disease, or for contraception reasons, in fact for having an intrauterine device. This was the first mention, and the second one, we think women in Romania have like a phobia about going to the gynecologist. As you probably know, before 1989 in Romania was a communist government, and this government had an aggressive, a very aggressive pro-birth politics. Women and men, people in Romania during the communist government didn't have access to a contraception methods. They could use only natural methods like the calendar method. And that was not all. In 1966, the government issued a decree which banned abortion. Women in Romania weren't allowed to abort. So women got afraid to go to the gynecologist because this could find out women were pregnant and they had to give birth to their child. So this phobia is still in Romanian women's minds, and maybe women living in that period transmitted this kind of phobia to their daughters. Regarding the Papanicolaou test, as you can see, only about 18% of the women in our study had during their lives such a test. We asked them about the reason they have never taken a Papanicolaou test. Most of them, about a quarter, as you can see, told us the physician did not recommend me the test. Some of them said I didn't take into account the test. Some of them said I'm healthy, I don't need the test. Or about 13% have never heard about it. We tried to identify the factors which influence women's decision regarding the Papanicolaou test, and we took into account five factors. The sources of information women had regarding the sexual health, and as you can see, most of them have unreliable information sources. We took into account the income level. Most of them have a low income level, and for Romania, low income level means less than $200 a month. We take into account the education level, low, primary school, medium, high school, or high university level. The abortion history, about 40% of the women had an abortion in their history, and the age groups, I told you women were distributed in five age groups. Sorry. So, the latent class analysis shows us this situation. Women's behavior of not having a Papanicolaou test is due to unreliable information sources, low education level, medium or less income level, and history abortion in their history. Age groups seems not to be important for this aspect. Similar information offers us the binary logistic regression analysis. We marked with red the statistically significant odds ratio, and you can see the reliable information sources, the abortion history, and the high education level determine women to go to the physician for a Papanicolaou test. And finally, the classification tree analysis offers similar information. The most important factors influencing women's behavior about Papanicolaou test are sources of information, then abortion history, and finally education level. As a conclusion, most probably this high cervical cancer incidence and mortality in Romania are due to the women non-participation in screening programs for early cancer detection. As a result, their information and education in order to participate in these programs is urgently necessary. Thank you.
Do we have a couple of
questions? I have to ask you to speak a bit slower. I understand you. I'm not a native speaker, English speaker, please.
So when you determined unreliable information,
yes,
that the women were receiving,
yes,
how did you characterize reliable as opposed to unreliable?
Yes, for us, reliable information are information coming from is information coming from the physician, from medical journals, or from school, learned information learned at school, and unreliable information coming from friends, from magazines, from colleagues, and so on. These are reliable and non-reliable. But you have seen most of them have unreliable information sources.
Now, this is a big problem, right?
Yes.
And it has been increasing.
Yes.
And the projection side is going to get worse.
Yes.
And therefore, the government is no longer communist.
Yes.
So they haven't implemented any programs.
Yes, yes. But there are just a few years, a couple of years, where this since this program have been implemented. They started to work, but they are just 2 or 3 years. Yes, yes. Last year's, I think I could say the TV advertising is a bit aggressive regarding the cervical cancer. Yes, yes. We started. It's time to start.